Hachette Audio presents Hate Won't Win. Find your power and leave this place better than you found it. Written by Mallory McMorrow. Read by me, the author. Author's note. Some names and identifying details have been changed to protect the privacy of individuals. For my mom, who did everything in her power to leave this place better for us, and still does. For Noah, I will do everything I can to leave this place better for you. And for Ray, without whom nothing, and I mean nothing, would be possible. Prologue. I officially launched my first campaign for Michigan State Senate one early October afternoon in 2017, announcing that I was the right person to take on an incumbent senator from a legacy political family in a district that no Democrat had ever won. I made this lofty announcement to a crowd of no more than 11 people, three of whom were my immediate family. "You only get one chance to launch your campaign," warned Christy Pagan, a Michigan State representative who had taken on the role of recruiting and training women like me to run for office. Months earlier, I'd sat under the cigarette-stained drop ceiling and fluorescent lights of a union hall with 22 other women from all over Michigan, frantically scribbling notes about the many ways Christy had seen new candidates fail to launch. One candidate had no signage anywhere in her pictures. Another candidate had everyone seated in front of her while she spoke, so every photo was just of her talking, it appeared, to no one. Christy outlined how every detail of a campaign launch sends a message about who you are and whether you're up for the task. "You need to show support," she said. "Invite lots of people to stand behind you," she said. "Make sure they're all holding your campaign signs," she said. "Make sure they're diverse," she said. "Make sure you know the demographics of your district and you're flanked with a picture-perfect representation of that district behind you," she said. "Make sure they're smiling," she said. "You only get one chance." I remember looking over the faces of the handful of people who had come to see me make this unlikely announcement spread out across a dark, dreary, dreadful gazebo, with a mix of gratitude for their belief in me and shame for wasting their time. With wet tape and our best efforts, we'd managed to hang two bright blue signs with my name emblazoned on them. Set against wooden wall.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?